Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The third baseman, Chuck Scribner. Batting third. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Manuel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vern Rule. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Sheldon. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The DH, George Scott. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy Bianco. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. Scribner tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scribner. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Scribner steals third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheldon for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scribner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards third. Bevacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Augustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel bunts towards the mound. Augustine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scribner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hegan. Scribner reaches second base with a double. Hegan throws the ball into Bevacqua, who tags Scribner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Manuel moves to third. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Bianco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bianco is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheldon moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Porter reaches second base with a double. Sheldon scores. It's Tigers, 1, Brewers, 1. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darwin throws the ball into Yount, who tags Roberts trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Meyer moves to third. One out. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manuel hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Bianco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bianco is 0 for 1 in the game. Bianco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bianco moves to second. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 1 in the game. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bianco scores. It's Tigers, 2, Brewers, 2. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bebakwa. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bebakwa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bebakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bebakwa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Sheldon moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sheldon scores. Yount moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter is walked intentionally. Yount moves to third. Scott moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Scott moves to third. Porter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Brewers. Steve Grilly now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Bianco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bianco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bianco strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer bunts towards third. Bevacqua picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bevacqua. Verizer moves to second. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manuel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bevacqua takes first base on ball 4. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sheldon hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Bevacqua moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Bevacqua moves to third. Scott moves to second. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas now playing center field. Bill Sharp now playing right field. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Scribner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bevacqua fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Bianco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bianco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bianco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bianco moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bianco scores. It's 5-2, Brewers. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sheldon hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bianco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verizer is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.